Alright, y'all niggas out here asking me this question over and over and over again, and I'm gonna answer you all at the same time, so y'all can just shut the fuck up. Alright, cool. Alright, we good. Alright, because I've been going to the gym lately, dog. I've been feeling real good, and every time I see a nigga, like, they're just like, oh, y'all, dog, man, you're doing good in the gym. Dude, how much weight you lost? Yo, how much weight you lost? How much? Alright, nigga, it's not even like that. I don't care how much I've actually lost, if I'm being completely honest. That's not how my mindset can work anymore. Because the minute I'm just like, I start counting how much I finally, like, officially lost and, like, tracking it like that, it's going to get to the point where just, like, I'm going to have a certain goal. And then once I reach that goal, I'm like, yeah, I'm an achiever. Huh? I'm going to have this false achievement in myself for reaching this goal. And then that's when I reach this goal. I can slip a little bit. Nigga, I know myself, dog. So, yo, no offense. I love y'all. I do love the support, dog, because niggas out here need that. You already know. But what I'm saying is, I don't have a specific weight goal. It's not like that. I just want to be a healthier person. Way healthier than I was before. I think that's all it is. And I feel like at that point, the weight goal really shouldn't matter, to be honest. Because it's just going to happen throughout the adventure anyway. So, love y'all niggas, but no niggas. I ain't gonna answer that question, because that question I've got a fucking answer. Alright, we good, we Gucci. Thank you, my niggas. On the other hand, though, I've gotten to that point where just like, I don't see it so much in my arms, because I still got quote unquote big nigga arms. But like, I can, if I really tried, I can be flexing right now. Ooh, feel it. You feel it? Y'all can't see me right now, but like, my muscle is like pulsating like the rock. So, but it's to the point where just like, I don't look it, but your boy has gotten way stronger than he was like back in June, dog. It's like, yo, new body, who this? Let me stop. No, but like, it's really, I've gotten to the point now at the gym where like, I know like what's fun. Like, for me, I think deadlifts are fun. I think, like, or, like, arm stuff or just chest stuff. I just love that. I think that shit is just fun. I can just let go of all my fucking anger and just go at it on those weights. What I hate is leg day. Leg day can suck a cock, because leg day is for bitches. Okay, that's a lie, but, like, I fucking hate leg day, dog. I ain't about that life. God didn't bless me with them legs. Like, if y'all know me and see me in shorts, you already know I got like these leg scars and shit. I don't really care for legs too much, dog. But then again, I do want the sexiest calves in America. Yo, follow me on my Instagram, Tony_Destin, or follow me on your boy's Snapchat, alright? All I talk about when I'm in the gym sometimes is having the sexiest calves in America. No, matter of fact, if y'all want a goal, this is my goal, alright? My goal is to get the sexiest calves in America if you're working out. That's my goal, alright? So if you want to know how far I progressed, ask to see my calves, nigga. Because we getting somewhere lately, and I'm liking what I'm seeing. I'm liking what I'm seeing. But overall, like, on a serious note, the moral of the story is just that, to all my people out there who are just like working out, doing a thing, or just wanting a change, it's not really, you shouldn't, in my opinion, you shouldn't think about it as losing a weight goal or getting to that 180 or losing those 50 pounds. It's more of a lifestyle goal. Because I already promise you, that this, you're going to thank yourself later for it. Because once you reach that, I've known so many niggas who've lost so much weight, we're looking so bad. And after that, and they reached their goal to do something after that for a wedding or something. And next thing you know, I was like, all right, I'm back to it. And then like, oh, fuck, I got to lose it again. I'm like, well, nigga, if you changed your lifestyle, then you wouldn't have that need to always be reaching for that goal, because you'd be living that life anyway. It's just, at this point, it's an investment. It's either, do you want your $5 now? Or do you want to put that $5 and invest it? Let's see what happens to it. You're making an investment on yourself. People will invest in things, electronics, and all this other stuff, money. But low-key, they never really invest on the thing that really matters, themselves. At the end of the day, you're going to have to realize that, like, nigga, think about you just for a little bit. It'll make a world of a difference. I promise you, fam. I promise you. Well, that is it for this episode of Zeemer Social, fam. You already know, hit your boy up on my Instagram. I'm over 1,000 followers. Now you know I'm Insta famous now, so I deserve that follow. Thank you. And y'all already know what it is, dog. Welcome to Marination, y'all.